This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, October 29th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Thursday, Amnesty International, a secular human rights watchdog group, condemned the sentence of Foutil Bahloul, an Algerian Christian convert convicted under laws regulating non-Muslim worship, reports International Christian Concern. Algerian authorities arrested Bahloul on April 17th after a raid on his house, charging him with, quote, illegal donations, end quote. Bahloul also faces additional charges under a 2006 ordinance, specifically targeting him as a Christian for distributing Bibles. Amnesty International has called for his release from jail. Open Doors lists Algeria, Africa as the 24th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Please pray for Bahloul's imminent release. No doubt, right now, he echoes the words of David from Psalm 142, verse 7. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas hammered Attorney General Merrick Garland last Wednesday during a Senate hearing for issuing an abusive memo instructing the FBI to investigate parents who have expressed their outrage with school board members over critical race theory advocacy, sexually explicit curriculum, and allowing boys pretending to be girls in the girls' bathrooms, reports Fox News. Garland's October 4th memo was issued after the Biden administration received a letter from the National School Boards Association that claims some parental behavior may amount to domestic terrorism. However, out of the 20 incidents the school board group cited, 15 of them did not include violence or the threat of violence. The opening sentence of Attorney General Garland's one-page memo to the FBI said, quote, in recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools, end quote. Cruz cited a case in point of a legitimately upset father, Scott Smith, who was outraged that his 14-year-old daughter was sexually assaulted in the public school restroom by a boy wearing a skirt. Mr. Smith never threatened violence or acted violently toward the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board. Yet, he was one of the 15 parents cited by the school board group in their letter to President Biden. Listen to the exchange between Senator Cruz and Attorney General Merrick Garland.
You've testified you know nothing about the violent sexual assault that happened in Loudoun County, even though it's one of the bases in this letter.
I read about it since then.
Okay. You told the House last week you knew nothing about it.
Not know at the time. No.
Okay. This week, the court concluded that a 14-year-old girl was violently raped by a boy wearing a skirt in the girls' restroom. The school district covered it up, released the boy, sent him to another school where he violently raped another girl. The father who Mr. Hawley just showed you was the father of the first girl. Do you understand why a parent would be upset when your daughter is raped at school, the school board covers it up, and then lies to you and claims there have been no assaults, we have no instances of assaults in our bathroom, and that was a flat-out lie, as the court concluded this week. Do you understand why the parent would be upset?
Absolutely, and is any expressions of upset are completely protected by the First Amendment.
Except you just called him a domestic terrorist.
I never called him that. That's not
this
correct.
This letter calls him a domestic terrorist. You based a direction to the FBI, an official direction from the Attorney General, on this letter. And I'll tell you what, the NSBA is so embarrassed of this letter, they've apologized for it and retracted it. But you don't apparently have the same willingness to apologize and retract what you did.
Indeed, the National School Board Association has since issued an apology for that letter, saying, quote, there was no justification for some of the language included in the letter, end quote. Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned over accusations he sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office, was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion, a crime that could force him to register as a sex offender if he's convicted, reports the New York Post. The name of the alleged victim was redacted from the complaint, but the allegations line up with those made by former Cuomo aide Brittany Camiso, age 33. If he were deemed to pose a moderate or high risk to the community, his photograph, name, address, and other information would be posted online. The U.S. economy grew at a snail's pace 2% rate in the third quarter, its slowest gain of the pandemic-era recovery, as supply chain issues and a marked drop in consumer spending stunted the expansion, the Commerce Department reported Thursday. And finally, Christian author and talk show host Eric Metaxas believes that culture is at a paradigm-shifting moment, with science and archaeology increasingly pointing to the existence of God, and those opposed to Christianity are, quote, not going to like it, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Metaxas said, quote, we've been living for over 100 years with a narrative that says science is fundamentally at odds with faith, that reason is at odds with religion. Ironically, in the last 50 years, precisely the opposite has happened. Science is leading us to God. It's big news, end quote. In his latest book, Is Atheism Dead?, Metaxas uncovers new evidence and arguments against the idea of a universe without a creator. He draws on the insights of top scientists and five scientific discoveries to prove that atheism is untenable. Psalm 95 verses 3 through 5 says, for the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.